With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Taking a glance in the rearview mirror and looking down the road ahead, President Trump preparing to deliver a year-end address to the American people.
Previewing tonight's address from the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said it's going to be a really good speech.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness.
She said he'll also discuss his plans for the next 3 years. The president wrote on social media that it's been a great year for our country, and he said the best is yet to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
He's taking his pressure campaign against Venezuela's dictator to the next level. President Trump ordering a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. Mr. Trump is accusing the Maduro regime of using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. About a dozen GOP lawmakers, they are in competitive districts, are upset with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Johnson says the House will not vote to extend Obamacare enhanced subsidies that the Democrats had set up to expire in 2 weeks.
We looked for a way to try to allow for that pressure release valve, and it just was not to be. We worked on it all the way through the weekend, in fact, and in the end, there was not an agreement, wasn't made. Now, everybody was at the table in good faith, and I certainly appreciate the views and the opinions of every member of this conference.
Some Republicans argue for a free market solution to rising health care costs instead of taxpayer subsidies. First-degree murder charges, two of them, will be brought against Nick Reiner in the deaths of his parents. The 32-year-old may make his first court appearance later today. First funerals have been held for victims of the Bondi Beach massacre in Australia. 15 people killed in the attack by the father and son gunman. The Dow futures up 91 points, and this is SRN News. Why do people quit their religion?
The Pew Research Center reports that 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Almost half say that. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. Pew study also reveals that over half of people who leave the religion they were brought up in do not adopt any other faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the days since a new bathroom bill took effect in Texas, some left-wing groups have sought to challenge it. The law bars men from using women's restrooms and other facilities in public buildings. Earlier this month, a group of protesters tested the law at the state capitol. The males were initially allowed to enter female restrooms, but after giving speeches, they were barred from entering the bathrooms again by security. It would appear that at the Capitol, there is no formal system for checking who is using which restrooms. This is SRN News. Brown University's athletic schedule has been temporarily put on hold.
The men's basketball game between Brown and Southern California, set for Sunday in Los Angeles, has been canceled. So has the women's game against Monmouth, which was set for Sunday in Rhode Island. Brown athletic officials announced both cancellations Tuesday. USC said the schools mutually agreed on the decision following the mass shooting on the Ivy League school's campus in Providence last Saturday. Brown's next game is scheduled for December 31st at home. The Trojans will play against a yet-to-be-announced opponent on Sunday at Galen Center. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
The proposed $85 billion merger of the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads has lost the support of the two of their biggest unions, representing more than half the workers, worried the deal would increase safety risks and lead to higher shipping rates and consumer prices. More details, SRNNews.com.